WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I've met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree. And this is Nikki, and we're the Valor Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are...
And it is awesome!
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire!
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow!
What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
The Royal Rumble is here this Saturday, live on ESPN Unlimited, or Netflix worldwide. I'm excited. I'm hyped. It's my favorite event of the year, sans WrestleMania. Like, the match itself, favorite thing all year. Favorite thing.
He lives for this.
I do. That's why we do the pick'em, the entry contest. Do all this stuff. I live for the Royal Rumble. Tweet us at WildTalkRadio, at RackRadioShow, at Lindsay. Come to WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTLive to interact with us live. Yeah, this stuff's fun. This is like a fun event. And I can't wait to talk about it.
They've got some exciting stuff, some really fun, exciting stuff going on this show. And I think for the first time, maybe in a while, we have a guessing game in terms of who's going to win the men and the women. I don't think it's entirely clear.
I would say yes, because it is a big guessing game for the men's and women's Royal Rumble. It's one of those things where they could go very predictable. And pick two people, like, okay, you know, this person, that person, it's very predictable. But as I wrote on the website for dishing it out, prediction order stuff, it's you could go many different ways, and there are many different people in this match, in these matches, that you go, I see them as a WrestleMania main eventer, I can see them in the WrestleMania event, and that's a good thing. And I think the men's has the chance to be very unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
I think there could be a lot more predictability with the women's Rumble.
I think that one is clearer as well, but the men, we have some new players coming in that could prove a good mix.
There's a few new faces that, again, even if they go predictable with the men, it's something new for the main event. But we'll get into it. Before we get into it, reminder, it'll be on ESPN 2 p.m. Eastern on the ESPN Unlimited app. Check your local cable provider if they give you free access, or if you have Disney, Hulu, ESPN combo. I believe you get it as well. And a select few cable companies will give you access. Or if you're an international, it's on Netflix. But speaking of ESPN, they've had people on from WWE all week on SportsCenters and GetUp and First Take, and they're hyping the hell out of this event. Like, during the playoff games, we've had, you know, announcer reads for the basketball games that they've aired. It's on the scoreboards by the announcer tables. Like, they're doing full-on promotion during SportsCenter, where they're interviewing a WWE superstar. Where here's our top five of this. Here's our top 10 Royal Rumble. Like today, they did the top 10 Royal Rumble moments. And on First Take, they had Seth Rollins on. And he gave his top five Royal Rumble moments. And all the hosts are like, dude, they're excited. Like, the older football players and athletes are like, yeah, we love you. Like, they talk about Ric Flair in the Royal Rumble 1992, or Hulk Hogan, or Rey Mysterio, or Shawn Michaels, or Steve Austin. Like, they're hyping it up to make it feel like a big deal. Which, a week ago, I was hyped for the Rumble, but I have a lot of reservations around it. Mm-hmm. Talked about some of it last week, but we're going to probably talk more tomorrow when we simulate the show. So tune in for that around 10:30 tomorrow, guys. We'll be live to do more content. But, like, when you hear other people excited about something, it kind of ramps it up. And you hear the wrestlers talk about it, hype it up, and be like, it's exciting. I have reservations about it when we get there, like how it takes 25 days to build a stadium. But beyond that, you know, it's going to be a good show.
I think it's going to be a very exciting show. Like, they did a wonderful job on Monday of setting everything up. And then on Saturday night's main event, again, they did a great job of just, like, getting you hyped for the Rumble. I haven't seen the ESPN stuff, but I think it's cool, you know, that it's like they are making a big deal out of it. They are including it as part of, like, the broadcast and that kind of thing, and making it feel special. Because it is, right? It's the Royal Rumble. To us, it's super special, but it's also a way to, like, bring people into it. Like, hey, if you've never seen it before, check it out. It's this cool event where, you know, you have 30 people fight for a spot at WrestleMania, both men and women. Come check it out, right? Plus, we have, you know, AJ Styles potentially retiring and all this other stuff. So I think it's neat how they're doing it. And it kind of makes me wonder what they are going to do for Mania this year, and how big ESPN will go for Mania this year.
See, it's hard. Okay, so they're going hype for it. But WrestleMania is going to be a bigger deal because it's here.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, the trick with this is it is in Saudi, and that is a bummer. But, like, this is the first Rumble on ESPN, right?
It is the first Rumble on ESPN. That's why they're making it a big deal. But, like, they can't throw, like, all the ESPN assets at this because they can't send people to do the thing that, like, say they're going to do for WrestleMania, where SportsCenter at WrestleMania. That's a thing. You can't do it for the Rumble this year. Because they're not traveling to Saudi Arabia, it makes no logical sense. They'll use WWE content where they're going to have a pre-show, whatever the WWE kickoff show is going to be simulcast on ESPN2. So there's at least some hype driving it to the thing, to the event. But it's like, you can't do the full send our top guys and do a thing, which they'll probably do for WrestleMania. But that's okay. It's a big deal.
That's fine.
It's
they can make up for it next year, because I think Rumble is in the States next year.
I don't know. I think it'd probably be in the Eastern time zone, or the North America. You never know exactly where, but I think it is in the States. Because WrestleMania will not be. But anyway, let's get into the Royal Rumble, because we've got four things to talk about, and there's a lot to unpack.
There is, in fact, a lot to unpack. So let's start, I say the easy one, but it's not really. But let's start with the easiest of the bunch, because I feel like we're going to talk about the other three quite a bit. Drew McIntyre versus Sami Zayn for the Undisputed WWE Championship. This is a singles match, no stip, and they are amongst Sammy's people. It's not Canada, but it would get over if Sammy won.
He is beloved there in Saudi Arabia. They have an opportunity here to do something exciting and putting the belt on Sammy. I don't know if they are, though, as it's one of those things where they just put the belt on Drew. And there's a lot of the argument could be made, well, and we made it Sunday where it doesn't matter if you change the belt over and over again. And I don't mind it. But I look at it from WWE's perspective and go, maybe, maybe not. Because I'm trying to figure out WrestleMania. Like, we did the, on WTR, we did the experiment a couple months ago of predict WrestleMania, right? And we try to put together a show of what how we think it'll play out. And really hard, it's still, and this plays into the Rome matches of, I don't know what the Mania matches are. Which is good.
Yeah.
You kind of have an idea, but you don't fully know until we get past Sunday or get past Saturday with the Rumble. Everyone says Drew's in the main event with the title, but we're 3 months. We got 3 months to get there. And you go, I just think about it like I can see Sami Zayn winning the title and then dropping in a chamber, and it doesn't hurt anybody. Because when you look at the Royal Rumble and you go, all right, who has the chance to win it and go to and fight Drew for the title? Well, the obvious choice is Cody Rhodes. Cody's the guy. He should be the one main eventing for the title. Well, he doesn't need to win the Rumble to get there. He can win the Chamber. Well, they've been setting up the feud between Jacob, Drew, Cody, and Drew. And I know that you can get there with a schmoz and somehow get them into a triple threat at WrestleMania. But they, and this is where you, when you watch ESPN, they hyped up, Triple H did, where you can win the Royal Rumble to get your shot at WrestleMania. Or you can win the Elimination Chamber, giving you both the opportunity. That doesn't let you play into a triple threat match. So, and part of me goes, I've seen enough of Cody and Drew. We saw it at WrestlePalooza. We saw it 3 weeks ago on SmackDown. Then there was another, whatever. Did they fight one more time on a PLA, I think? They've been fighting a bunch.
Saturday Night's Main Event?
Well, it might have been Saturday Night's Main Event. Yeah. Whatever it was. They've fought and Cody's won every time. Until he dropped the title on the last one. It's like, I've seen the match. It's not a WrestleMania main event. Cody Sammy sounds like a fun WrestleMania match for the title in Vegas. I don't.
Cody Sammy creates a really interesting dynamic because you have Mr. QB1, right? Mm-hmm. And they love to tell a good story with Cody, and Cody has been storyless now since he won the title initially a few years ago at WrestleMania, and he finished his story. He's sort of been adrift ever since. Sammy is like that ultimate underdog, right? But Cody is also kind of sort of that king of comebacks underdog story as well. So what happens when you put the ultimate underdog against the QB1? And who... It's really who do the fans love more? And that almost kind of like leans to Cody not going full heel, but he could tease it, right? Where it's,
he could be booed. I don't think it was heel, but he would play the antagonist.
He could be the antagonist to Sammy's baby face. And it's kind of sort of like Cody's very cocky. He's very confident. It's, well, I've done it before, I can do it again. And Sammy can be like, I've done it before, I can do it again. And Cody can be like, never on this stage, never on this level. Like the IC title win doesn't count, right? Even though it totally does.
But it's a world title's bigger than that. It's like, that's a big moment. Man, so you won't let Drew win the title back, so you just have him hold the title. I didn't say that's going to happen. We're just throwing out the scenario, what if, before we actually get there.
The question is, really, truthfully, because here's the problem. You've taken Sammy here so many times and you have never paid it off, right? Yeah, like the time to do it, and you guys brought this up, was when they were in Montreal, when they were in Sammy's hometown. He was going for the title. And even though it didn't fully make sense to give it to him, it made every sense to give it to him purely for the moment of what it would have represented it for him, for his family, for the fans, for everybody. Like, they had built that moment so perfectly. And we all knew that Sammy wasn't going to win, but there was still a chance and there was still a hope that he was going to win.
So
that's here again. Sorry.
It is. We're at that point where you can only hit, it's like Sheamus. You can only hit that well of saying, well, He's going to finally win it? Is it finally going to happen? Is it going to be a thing? So that's kind of why it's like I kind of lean Sammy on it. I kind of lean in that direction. So going back to your point, your question, the man. Okay, let's play it in reverse. We'll say Sammy wins and then drops the belt to Drew. I need to find somebody who would make an interesting babyface for the Drew McIntyre heel run. And this will, you could play into the Royal Rumble match itself. Oba Femi versus Drew McIntyre, WrestleMania for the title. I can get behind that one. And then you set Cody up for Jacob Fatu or Cody versus somebody else at WrestleMania. I can get behind Oba Femi getting the opportunity.
My only issue with it is it feels way early.
Yes and no. But if you're... But you need someone fresh, because Cody and Drew is not a fresh match. So it's like, it's hard for me to be like, let's do it. Jacob Fatu, Drew? I don't know if you're there. I don't know if that's marquee. And like, I don't think that's a slam dunk right now as a WrestleMania main event. That's where I'm at with it. I think ultimately this is a Drew McIntyre. Ultimately, it just will be Drew winning. Like, I kind of just get that feeling Drew's going to win and then they figure something out. It's hard to say, but it's like, it feels like they're going to do something, like, figure it out for Sammy.
But what can you figure out for Sammy? Because like I said, you can only go to this well so many times. And Sammy only has so much left in him. Not to bring up that conversation or doubt him at all. But how much longer does Sammy realistically have in the company? He could be there another 5 years, he could be there another 10 years, or he could be there another year. We don't know. We don't know how long he intends on staying. And it kind of feels like with this is sort of a last chance opportunity, at least for right now. Because like I said, they have taken Sammy to this well so many times, and they've brought us to this point so many times. And I'm not saying that they can't build it again, because they can. But what I'm saying is they are going to have a harder time the next time, because it's like, why should we believe he's going to win? You're not giving us any reason to believe he's going to win, because every other time, especially for the main title, he's come up short. The matches have been fantastic. They've been great, but they've come up short. I think for this, just for a good faith thing, and not to make it like a pity thing, but I think just for good faith for Sammy's character, a win would be a lot for him. It would do a lot for him. It would do a lot for the fans, and it would do a lot for the company, especially in an age of content, right? Where they are all about those impressions and views and social media and everything else, right? And the clip of Sammy winning his first WWE Championship main title in Saudi in front of that crowd with everybody losing their minds would do a lot for them. Not to say that Drew winning would do badly, but it would not do what Sammy winning that title for the first time would do. And especially after we've been on this very long journey with Sammy, like all the pieces are there. All the pieces are there. And you can give it to him for 30 days. You can give it to him heading into Rumble, because that's what they did to Bray, right? They gave it to Bray for like 30 days, the first shot, and then he lost it to Randy. You could do that to Sammy. It's not my favorite thing for him, but you could do it just purely for the moment. And then you figure it out from there.
Yeah.
Because Drew could enter Chamber, and he could win Chamber, and he could face Sammy at Mania.
I would do the rematch at Chamber if that happens. Roman Drew, and Drew finally overcomes Roman. Drew's not over. If Drew's the champion, he's not overcoming anything. Roman would have to overcome him. But I get what you're saying. But the story would be backwards.
Anything for me?
No, it would make more sense if Roman was champion than Drew would beat Roman for that to be a thing. And I don't know if I want
like
Roman Drew. I think it's a bad mix right now. I don't think that's a good one.
I love Drew. Like, don't get me wrong. I think what he's doing is fantastic. But it's like, it doesn't hurt him at this stage to temporarily lose the title to get it back.
Because him winning the title, like the good faith comment you made for Sammy, it was good faith for Drew to win the title from Cody. Because if he didn't, Drew's dead.
Yeah, he has the same exact problem. And they had to do that. They absolutely had to do that. Because I think at that point, people were really genuinely losing in faith in Drew. Because it's like, well, the character's fantastic. And he's getting it over. It's how many times do you really expect me to believe that you're going to challenge and you're going to win? Because every other time you've come to the plate, you struck out. So why should I believe you this time? And that's the whole problem here. Like, with Sammy, I think you can pay it off. I think you can give it to him. I think you can create the moment. And I think you have enough runway between now and WrestleMania to figure it out if they don't already have the plan. Because Sammy could lose the title Elimination Chamber, right? And he passes it off to Drew, or he passes it off to somebody else. And that's the whole thing. Or he keeps it, and they could pull what they did with Io. They gave Io the title by surprise before Mania last year. She carried it through, and she won at Mania, and she was a dominant champion right up until she lost it in the summer of the fall. They could do that with Sammy. They could just prove everybody wrong with Sammy and strap the rocket to him and see what he's going to do. They did it to Jay. They could do it to Sammy.
If we went to titles, it's a main event worthy moment. With four matches on the show, everything kind of feels, you have that moment. Like, you can let it breathe and have that moment. Drew McIntyre is 11-0 against Sami Zayn. That's a big number. That's a big mountain to overcome.
It is a big mountain to overcome.
That's a big number. Mm-hmm. They've mentioned it on TV. See, I like this because it's not like, it is straightforward. Drew McIntyre winning is the straightforward answer, but they could go different ways. And I like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna ask you the question.
Okay.
Who wins?
It's wrong. It's so wrong, but I have to go with Sammy on this because I want Sammy to win. I want them to give Sammy that moment, especially in Saudi, because I think it would be really cool to see him win the title for the first time at a major event like this. And like they do that for him, because I think that would be like the payback essentially for everything he did during, like, basically doing the job to Roman in Montreal, is you pay him back for that, right? Even though I'm sure he doesn't need it and he's not demanding it, but like they had him on a roll before and he lost, and that just killed a lot of his momentum because it's like, well, you lost, now what, right? But the one thing they can do is they can build momentum with Sami Zayn, and they can kill it in equal measure. Like, they are very, very, very efficient at that. But yeah, I'm going with my heart. I'm going to say Sami Zayn wins.
Yeah, that. I think they might do what they did with Cody, and then that he loses this year but wins the following at Mania. I know it's not the same since it's Cody's first option, but they could. They could have, like... The man's brought up that they could do it in Saudi next year for Sammy and rebuild him up. Yes, that can happen. That 100% can happen. And they probably would. But I feel for... Okay, so the man's made the comment of this feels like a Sammy win should be the main event. I agree. I 100% agree. It feels like a main event worthy moment. I would also argue that AJ Styles, whatever happens with AJ Styles, we're about to talk about here in a minute, should also be at the end of the show too. Like, if it's the end for AJ, it should close the show and everyone just gives him the celebration.
Gives him his flowers.
Gives him the flowers at the end. Sammy winning should also be at the end because it's the feel good. Also, whoever wins the Royal Rumble should be at the end, as it's, especially if it's a babyface, it's a feel good thing. And I'll make this one point, and I'll make my pick, and then we'll ask the April and stuff. This is the one benefit of WWE having commercial breaks and taking 10 minutes between their matches. Moments can happen during the show. That's the one benefit.
One more...
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. No, finish your thought.
It's just the one benefit they have with. We got four matches in 3+ hours on Saturday. There's room for celebration, somber moments, and everything in between, because you can let the crowd just do, and then you take your break, and then you go, and you figure it out. Now, what point were you trying to make?
To me, the Cody thing doesn't work, and I'm going to tell you why. It doesn't have the same magic. Like, the whole thing with Cody was him finishing the story that we heard about for 2 years. But that was the whole magic and really driving force was Cody was gonna, you know, Cody comes in, he returns the hero triumphant, and he loses, right? And now he's got to go through some hard times, and he's got to fight his way through, and he's got to fight his way up, and he's got to be that underdog, right? And he's got to become the QB1 that he know that we all know he's going to be. And they build it up, 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 and then he finally gets that win. And that's what made that so satisfying, was because they had put him through that. Was it a bit of a drag? Yeah, sure. I mean, there were parts of it all that we didn't like. But ultimately, that was the ultimate payoff. With Sammy, you had that moment in Montreal. You had put him through all that bullshit with the bloodline and with everything else and with Jay, and you had set that story up perfectly. And if you were going to do it, that would have been the moment. That's why everybody wanted it. With this, if you have him lose and you try to tell that story again, you don't have that same level of adversity. You just don't. Because the bloodline isn't really a thing anymore. And I don't think there's enough heat with Drew that you can really manufacture that.
In a year from now, you could Sammy wins Rumble, get a strong heel champion going. Yeah, you could get it. You could get there.
But there's a lot of things that got to come together to do that.
But you got 13 months. You would have time to get there. You could make strong enough.
But they would have to build the show around Sammy, and do we really think they're going to do that?
For Saudi? Yeah, they definitely would. Don't count on the Owens thing. Anyway.
It would be cool if it was Kevin, and that's who you have Sammy go against, because that is the perfect story. They always tell it so well. But yeah, poor Kevin. I don't know if he's coming back. I hope so. I very much hope so.
It won't be this Saturday. That is 100% confirmed.
Yeah.
Anyway, because we got other stuff to do. All right. So for Brent, Lindsay's going.
Sammy.
Asked the 8-ball.
8-ball. Drew? Yes, definitely.
Wheel.
Wrestler 2.
Wrestler 2, which would be Sammy.
Wrestler 2 is Sammy, yeah.
There you go.
And since we were talking about him, let's talk about AJ Styles versus Gunther for Styles' career, essentially. If Styles loses, he will be forced to retire from in-ring competition.
This one. AJ Styles has gone on record that this is his last year in wrestling. But was it last year? Was he lying to us all? Was last year a very silent retirement tour for AJ Styles? He got the big match with John in Australia. He got his send-off in Japan. He got to appear in TNA. And he got to do all these moments. And he got to fight for the title and all these things, right? He got to do all this stuff last year. Was that the tour? Was that the send-off that he was getting without really telling us? It's hard to imagine that this Saturday at the Royal Rumble, it's it for AJ Styles. But then the way they've been telling the story on television, the match with Shinsuke, the match with Punk, and they're just getting them in, it's either really good storytelling or it's it. He doesn't want to go out like looking like, you know, a shell of himself. He wants to go out on top of the world, physically. Like, there's meat on the bone to send him to TNA and have a match. And I think technically you could... I want to go to WWE.com. I want to see how they're wording this, not off of the Wikipedia one. There's like meat on the bone for AJ to get to WrestleMania and then go out. We talked about it on Sunday, where it's hard to imagine that here in the States, where majority of his career has happened, his career's already been over. And we won't see it. Yeah, I was going to get there. It's like, it's hard to imagine that his career ends in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and not in front of the people who have watched him the entire time. And that's not, it makes it sound wrong that it's against the people of Saudi Arabia. It's not. It's just, I think it was Brent who made the point of, I don't know who's flying out to Riyadh to get the ticket, because if you want like the ticket, You know, like, when you know it's the end of someone's career, you want to go to buy the ticket to see it. Like, the Cena thing, they were expensive as hell, but people were paying thousands of dollars to get the ticket to see John Cena's last match. Everyone paid a bunch of money to see the, like, Ric Flair's final thing. It's just weird. And that's a phrase I'm going to use a lot. It's just, it's a weird feeling, like, is this, it? Is this the one where they just kind of like, all right, we're good, we're done, it's over, we're out? And Lance brought it up. It's like, I also just trademarked the thing for Gunther of the career killer. And it's like, you only did it. Yeah, it's like, you did the thing with Cena and had him, you know, Gunther made him tap out and end the career, even though it was the end. But it's like, Gunther was the guy to retire him, and he retired. He retired Goldberg too. It's like, you see the forecast. Gunther, we all want Gunther to be doing something. So it's like, that's his thing. He's the career killer. But if he doesn't kill the career of AJ, I mean, that kind of like kills the gimmick. It's a tough one because you can see the direction, what they want for Gunther. They're like, we're just gonna put an end to it. We're gonna just let him run with this gimmick and just take out person after person after person. It's like, but AJ, and you and I have watched AJ from the very beginning. TNA original, AJ Styles. We've seen him at his lowest of, like, where he was just growing into the person he was. He was the face that ran the place before that was a phrase. It's weird. I don't know. What do you think?
It's hard because, number one, it makes me feel old. But number two, I think there's a huge difference between what we all want for AJ as fans and what AJ actually wants. Right? And what his wishes are. And the thing is we do not know what his wishes are. We know certain things, like he said, this is his last year in wrestling, which, just to point out, he just said it's his last year. He never said he was going to complete the year. Like, he was going to go January to December, and then he was going to retire in December. He didn't call a shot like Cena did. He just said 2026. That's it. Right? Like, he's done. And he's even said this is his last contract. Like, he's not signing anything else. He's not going anywhere else, in theory. Excuse me. He said, this is it. I know we all want AJ to have the very grand tour, and we want him to get the send off that we all feel he deserves. Because if anybody is a Cinderella story in wrestling, if anybody has proven that, like, you can, with, like, hard work and determination and just sheer athletic skill, you can make it in this business, it is AJ Styles. Legit. It's AJ. Like, he started in WCW's training camp before they went belly up, and then he put his bet on TNA, and TNA helped make him. And then he went to Japan, and he just made himself further, and he worked his way up to WWE, where he was a star in WWE, and he did ROH, and he did everything. Like, he's literally been pretty much everywhere except for AEW. It's the only place he has not been. But he's been in, I believe, every other major promotion in the US, and to an extent overseas as well. So his lasting impact on the industry is nothing to be ashamed of, because he has helped build and reshape this industry from the ground up on multiple levels. So because of that, I think we all want to see him have that grand send-off. And I think we all want to see him either retire at WrestleMania and get his flowers at WrestleMania, or we want to see him go all the way to December, and we want to see him retire in December, similar to what Cena did, or maybe do it like Survivor Series or SummerSlam or whatever. Like, there's a multitude of events he could do it at. I think a lot of us are just not ready for him to retire. Right? Because, again, he's like, this is it. This is the year. And we're like, oh, okay, we have a year, right? We have a year. It's fine. And then it's like January, and he's like, nah, man, I'm done. I'm out. Peace. And we're like, whoa, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
This would be the third retirement in 45 days for wrestling.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Because we had Cena in
December.
We had Fandango 10 days ago. Then AJ Styles. A lot of wrestling retirement.
Here's my issue with this, right? Ray's never going to retire. I'm going to throw that out there. Ray is never going to retire.
Ray says he has a couple more years in him, at least. said it earlier this week.
Dom will retire before Ray does.
But also, Ray said that on Monday before he got hurt again.
Yeah.
But he's okay. Ray's okay.
Good. As long as he's okay. Here's the problem with this. They've said it's retirement, right? It's career threatening. He's done. If this is not it, and they're punking everybody out, that creates an issue of, okay, when is it? Right? Because we all know, again, it's a year. It's this year. This year. The question is when is it? When is it going to happen? Like, when are they? Are they going to tell us? Is it just going to be the last match? Like, I think it creates a very uncomfortable level of anxiety that a lot of people are not going to enjoy, because it's not like you can just go for this again, right? It's not like you can have him just have another career where he puts his career on the line and that's it, you know, and then he's done.
I don't think they're going to... If he wins, I don't think he does another career on the line match. I think he'll just say last match.
But that's equally dissatisfying. That's the problem. my one issue with Cena's retirement was, in the end, it was just matches, right? And I know there are a lot of circumstances surrounding what happened with Cena's retirement. The story didn't go the way it was supposed to go, yada, 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 right? Like, there's a lot of stuff that goes on around that. But, like, I would have loved to have seen them tell that one last great story with Cena from start to finish. And they kind of did, and they kind of didn't. And that's why it just feels a little bit unsatisfying. With AJ, I would like to see them tell that one last grand story with him, where it's you take him from beginning to end and he has that one last great moment in the sun, kind of almost what they did for Sean, where Sean got that one last story before he got retired. And we got that one last great match from him, and then he was done, and that was it. And then he walked away. And we don't talk about when he came out of retirement, because that didn't happen. I have wiped that from the records. I think that's what I really want for AJ. And so it's like, if this is it, it is not entirely great, because it's like, you have told a story with AJ and Gunther, and I'm sure they will give us a fantastic match. And I'm sure it will be a great showing for AJ. Like, Gunther will make him look like $1 million, but it's not that one last story that you really want. If AJ manages to irk out a win here and he goes on and he saves his career, then it's okay. All right. So you would play the guessing game of when it is, when it's going to be it. And that plays a factor into essentially them, the retirement, right? And it ruins the retirement just a little bit, at least for me personally. This is all me personally, because it's, well, when is it? When is it going to happen? And it's, you're kind of anticipating when he's going to say it. See, this is the real problem here, is wrestlers calling their shots on when they're going to retire. Can you all stop doing that? Just stop doing it.
Because no one believes them. Because they're never full retirement. Like, people retire, they're never fully retired, except for apparently John Cena.
I think that one's going to stick.
Yeah.
Look, I'm just going to say it. Sean was fully committed to the retirement bit, and then Hunter and Taker and Kane got in his ear, and I'm sure he got offered a lot of money to do that, and I think they all have regrets on that one. I'm going to put it out there. I think Taker's another one that Taker's going to stick. I think he's done. I think he has come out multiple times and said there ain't nothing left.
I think
the spirit is willing, the body is not.
Yeah, I think the health scare this year or last year kind of ended it.
It's like, you done.
It's, again, yeah, it's, if AJ wins, it kills whatever they're doing with, like, that's the hard part about it. They're building a career killer gimmick for Gunther. Which means they probably have some people in mind. And I talked about it Sunday. It's like, okay, Gunther wins. What's his mania call? Whose career is he ending there? Like, what's the big thing he's doing? Because it's just a normal match for Gunther at WrestleMania. Just kind of like, what are we doing? Where are we going? Like, where's this story going? And the fact we don't know the answer is a great thing. But it's like, where are we going with this one, guys? It's strike while the iron is hot type of deal. I think Gunther wins on Saturday. I think we got the tour without knowing the tour was happening in front of our eyes.
And that's okay.
Would have been better if this match was not in Riyadh, so all the fans of AJ Styles could have gone and bought a ticket to go see his last match? Yes. I think I think if he said on Monday, and I don't remember how it was phrased on Monday, if his WWE career comes to an end on Saturday, I think that's your loophole, where TNA and WWE come to an agreement that in April, May, or June, or Slammiversary in June, AJ has this one final match, Slammiversary, 24 years later, ends it all in TNA. It's a minor loophole to kind of get the last match in the state.
I think it's all going to depend on how it's worded on Saturday, because that's the key, right? Is he retiring? Is it he's putting his WWE career on the line and he can no longer compete in WWE? Or is it in general? Because I'm looking at .com and .com doesn't say anything about...
It just says, like, career on the line.
Yeah, it doesn't say in-ring competition. It just says career on the line. So yeah, if he loses on Saturday and it's essentially loser leaves town kind of thing, then yeah, he can go to TNA. Absolutely.
And just have one match. Because again, he ends this year. He's not signing another contract. It's one match, one short-term window, and you just kind of end it. But again, then that would seem on a smaller scale, but it's like, why did you...
But it's fitting.
It's fitting. But why did you have him laying eye up the TNA title, other than just to say, hey, he looked at it once more time. Like, but what if that's the bucket list and you just... It's hard. Go on, Gunther.
I'm going to second Gunther. Like, I think because here's the thing. When, like, AJ initially said, this is my last year in wrestling, I don't think it had been announced that Rumble was in Saudi yet. And so I don't think he knew what was going on. But it's like, but the TNA partnership was a thing at that point. And this could have been in the works all along, that it's like, hey, I want to retire from WWE, but I want to finish out in TNA. And the thing about that is that you can cross promote, right? Like that event where it's, again, if it's just AJ Styles is putting his WWE career on the line, WWE can still cross-promote that if they want to. Gunther kicked him out of WWE, but he's in TNA and he's doing things in TNA. And TNA can get that boost of AJ Styles and having AJ there. And if he wants to go till December in TNA, I have no problem with that. I actually really love the idea of him retiring where he started. I think, honestly, it's entirely romantic that's how he's going to do that, because it's like everybody has that big send-off, right? That big grand retirement, that big moment, and he's going to get that, but he's going to go back to the place that he made him, that made him, and he's going to do right by the people that made him. And I think that's really, really, really sweet. If it happens, like, I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but I think if it did happen, that would be a very, very sweet thing for him to do and a very apt way to say goodbye. So I'm going Gunther.
What does the 8-ball say?
8-ball. Gunther? Yes, definitely.
Wheel.
Wrestler 1.
Oh, okay. AJ.
Do I have it on this thing? I don't have it on this window. What window do I have it on? Is it on this one? Maybe we're looking for something. No, that doesn't want to be on that one either. Anyway, it's very close to Wrestler 3. That was going to be my point. It was very much almost undecided on who to win, just for the record.
Do we have the capability to take a short break?
Yes, we do.
Can we take a short break, please?
Yes, we can.
Okay, chat, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the men's and the women's Royal Rumble. So you're listening to The Rack right here on MileTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Rhyme of strength. Ain't nobody man enough to feel the pain. And you could be next. You better give respect. Cause ain't nobody breaking this redneck. No, they don't want none. No, they don't want none. They don't want none. No, they don't want none. They don't want none. No, they don't want none. They looking scared, no, they don't.
This just into the CB Radio News Desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio News Desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheep. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw Post Show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what?
What they didn't like,
what?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Once Monday Night Raw ends.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
This is WWE superstar Drew McIntyre, and you are listening to The Rack Radio Show on Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RockRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And now we're going to talk about the two Royal Rumble matches, which will be 30 people each, so 60 total. And we have been promised boatloads of surprises, apparently, by Triple H. So which would you like to talk about first, the men or the women?
Talk about the women.
All right. So we have 17 out of the 30 entrants that have been declared, at least according to Wiki. Your entrants are Io Sky, Rhea Ripley, Roxanne Perez, Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez, Bayley, Lyra Valkyria, Asuka, Chelsea Green, Jordan Grace, Charlotte Flair, Alexa Bliss, Nia Jax, Lash Legend, Julia, Maxine Dupri, and Becky Lynch.
Among others.
Among others.
So did you know that Nikki Bella is going to be in the Royal Rumble?
I saw she was on the plane.
Oh my goodness. She was on the plane. A contracted weekly WWE superstar was on the plane to Saudi Arabia. Could you imagine? That's a possibility. That's a big scoop.
Okay. Actually, okay, I want to talk about this real quick. I had to laugh because I forget which journalist it was that posted that picture out.
and like people talking about that, and they're like, WWE fans or wrestling fans need to be detectives. I'm like, dude, you know this. You know this. Did you not see us during the Bray Wyatt chase? Like, what the hell, man? You know. You should know better. You were in the trenches with us on that.
But it shouldn't be a surprise that Nikki Bella, who's been a mostly every week performer on the show, is going over to be a part of the show. Just like, and this is more of the rant part of it. Oh my God, did you know there's a very good possibility that Tiffany Stratton, who's been out of action for 2 months, is going to be back in action at the Royal Rumble, and they haven't been just saving her return to television for the Royal Rumble match as a big surprise? Oh my goodness. Can you believe it? We had to break that story. That, you know, Tiffy is on her way back. We had to get out in front of it and not let everyone be surprised, even we all knew that Tiffany was going to be there. We all kind of knew that one. And you know what was a great headline I saw today, and I wrote this in the notes? There's still the same restrictions for the gear for the women. I know. Everyone is shocked by this as being a headline and a story that the women still have to be covered up.
I mean, Saudi Arabia didn't change their laws.
They didn't change their laws in 4 months. I know, but we had to get it triple confirmed that their gear is still going to be the same as it was the last time they were in Saudi Arabia.
Actually, I saw that like people were talking about how they have to have it made. And I'm like, but they have to pay to have all their gear made. That's part of
it. That's how they get their gear made. They pay. People don't just do it for you could ask the people who work for the company to make your gear.
No, I think they still have to pay for that.
But I'm saying you still have to pay for the gear. They'll fix it for you for nothing, but like because that's one thing, but you still have to pay them for the gear, for their time. It's not anything. There's nothing new about it, and they're going to probably try to make their gear look unique because they've had months.
Well, it's branding, right? You have to make your gear look like you. I will say, reference to the women's gear.
Hold your thought. But it's nothing new. They've had months to get it. Like, it's not a big deal. Anyway, go on.
Oh, I know it's not a big deal. I think the only thing is I did see a somewhat valid point is because they do have to have special gear made for Saudi specifically, that it would be nice if the company maybe gave them a little something to help supplement that cost, because I imagine that gear is a little bit more expensive to have made because it's full body as opposed to what they generally get made depending on who it is.
And they may.
So I think because it's a special event.
They may have, we get money for the gear. It could be a thing.
They could be. We don't know. Like, that's not public. But if WWE does not do that, that would be a nice little thing for the women specifically to get a little supplement for their gear, right? Because they have to have that special made for this event because of the laws over there. Like, that's beyond their control. Like, other gear, their regular gear, WWE shouldn't be supplementing that. But for something that is, like, beyond their control, they should get a little help with that if they aren't already. To kind of circle back to the Nikki Bella thing, I will say this. Because this is an international event, typically speaking, WWE does not bring extra people over, especially to something like Saudi, unless they have a specific purpose. Like if the prince just really wants to meet Nikki Bella, for example, they will happily bring her over for that, right? Like they'll pay for that. But they just don't bring people over just to bring them over. So it's like, oh, look, you know, she's on the plane. So she's doing something with the event. Is she in the Rumble? We don't know. Probably. But like she's at least tied to the event in some way, shape, or form. Because she's coming over. Like, it's not like the good old days where just everybody could go, right? Because they would just charter a flight. Now they're still chartering a flight, but like, it's only so many people get to go with this. And because they're bringing pretty much the full roster over, it's definitely going to be essential personnel on the show only, I feel like, that are going to turn up.
The bigger story would have been, oh my God, that's Brie.
It could be Brie. We don't know.
But it wasn't. But I'm just saying it would be the bigger story if it was Brie on the plane, not Nikki, who's a contracted full-time WWE superstar at this point.
I don't know if Brie's going to work again.
I don't know if she is or isn't. That's not the point. That would be the headline. Nikki showing up is not headline. That was all my That was my point about that one. In terms of surprises, people who they want you to be surprised by weren't on that plane.
Nope.
Because they're being flown in now, privately, not in the WWE charter. They're bringing the surprises over in individual charters or private planes or whatever you want to call it, differently than the main, and those won't get out because they have the government who will make sure no one is seen. Because it's not easy to go to those airports to kind of find them. Unlike here in the States, where you could stalk planes and find out who's on what plane. And you know the deal.
Yeah, I do.
Anyway, the match. You name 17 people. There's Tiffany. There's Nikki. I don't think either one are on that list. So we're about to 19. There's Bianca. That's out there as speculation because it's been since WrestleMania since she's been in the ring. Her only other appearance was Evolution, where she counted to 3 in the Naomi Jade match. Since then, we've heard nothing from Bianca, and they've been smart by kind of keeping her name off of TV. Makes for a big surprise when she ultimately returns. Most likely this Saturday in the Royal Rumble. You look at the names, you go, there's a bunch that could go there and fight for WrestleMania shot. There are a few dark horses, but I don't know if there's a new face that gets into the main event of WrestleMania for the women this year. Like, would it be cool if it was Jordynne Grace and they capitalize on the program they're having with Jade, right? That would be cool. And Jade versus Jordynne at WrestleMania, that would be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
But I don't know if this is the year for Jordynne to take it. It'd be cool. It would be big. It would be monumental. It would be kind of like a first, where like someone from TNA, it was like a TNA knockout wins the Royal Rumble kind of type sort of thing. That'd be a first. It's like kind of historic. When and if she ever wins it, that would be a kind of a historic moment. There's always the constant Charlotte. You go pop. You can put her into a main event spot at WrestleMania. It's a big deal. We don't want to see it all the time, but again, it's easy. You can do it. Alexa, she's never won the Royal Rumble. Could this be her year? Then you have Raquel, who's getting the title shot tomorrow, on Monday on Raw, so I don't know, but she's still in the Rumble, so she could win it and get a second title shot. The big surprise would be Roxanne winning it, I think. I don't think Rhea needs it.
No.
I don't think Io needs it.
No.
But I wouldn't be disappointed if Io won it.
I wouldn't be disappointed if Rhea won it, but I think there's... Like, I think you can give them a match at WrestleMania, and they will be fine. Like, I at this stage, it's not... And I don't want to say this and make this sound really bad, but it's like, they don't have to earn it at this stage. Like, Rhea and Io can walk into WrestleMania, and they can more or less have a match guaranteed for them, based on their star power in the company alone.
Especially Rhea. I think
Io especially is... Rhea.
Io is 50-50 on that one, but Rhea is 100% always going to be on the show.
Yeah.
And then there's the internet, depends how you look at her, Liv Morgan. Bridesmaid, always, not the, never the bride type thing for the Royal Rumble. She's one of the top Royal Rumble performers of all time. It could be her year to kind of get her just due, because if there is anyone who on this roster who's worked very hard for a singles match at WrestleMania, it's Liv Morgan.
Don't disagree with that.
Because she's always been in on the outside looking in. She gets the tag matches, but she's never gotten the big WrestleMania program. She's worked other big programs, but they've always been after WrestleMania. She's never had her big singles WrestleMania moment. And for the hard work she's put in, she's grabbed the character they've given her. She's done a hell of a job with it, and she's kind of become a legitimate top star for the company. She's someone they send out for media. She does all the things. She's the red, they want a red carpet. She's the company girl. She does whatever they ask. She goes out and she does it because she's made herself into a star. They've put her in a position to be a superstar, and she draws money. That's mm-hmm. the way the act works. Whether you like the direction or sometimes of the character, that's, you know, personal preference. But when you look at the star power, she's the girl they want to put the chips behind. That's a Las Vegas reference. You could surprise us. Tiffany comes back, wins the Rumble, does her thing, gets back on track. Very possible. I don't know. There's a lot of options out there, and I like it. I think it comes down to ultimately two names, but I like the idea of an Io win or Roxanne win. Roxanne winning would be fun, just because it's new and fresh and different, and you can build to a big match. I don't know if Stephanie Roxanne's the match. I'm not sure about that one, but I don't know. I also can see that Rhea and Rhea Ripley versus Stephanie Vaquer is a big money match for WrestleMania, and that's the match you want to do for the women's title. But Rhea can win the chamber and get that.
Yeah.
If that's where you want to go. I like the idea of Alexa versus... I like Alexa in the title match against Jade. I think that's a good match. I can also see them dropping, taking the belt off of, again, short title reigns. I get the whole thing. But I can also, because we have 3 months to get there, where you somehow get the belt off of Jade, and Jade and Bianca becomes the program that really doesn't need the belt, but probably will be for a belt, because that's the easiest story to tell. But Alexa wins the Rumble, Charlotte somehow wins the title, and then it's Charlotte and Alexa for the title at WrestleMania. I don't hate it, because you're not breaking up the team, it's just something, it's the way things kind of happened, they kind of went there. I also wouldn't mind Alexa versus Stephanie if they wanted to have Alexa jump to Raw and do that program. I don't know, who are your favorites for this one?
I mean, I'm always down for a Rhea win, but I agree with you. I don't think she needs it. I think you have the opportunity to build somebody new, somebody fresh. You can put somebody on the radar for 2026 as you're continuing to build other stars that you put on the radar in 2025. I think Jordynne Grace would be a great candidate because she could go in either direction and it would be a fantastic match. I don't know if it's main event level, but I really, really, really love the idea of the tension in the Judgment Day, especially if you have Roxanne eliminate Liv or Liv eliminate Roxanne and Raquel beats Stephanie. And it's Raquel versus either Roxanne or Liv, and that tension between that trio. That would be a fun little story. And then whoever doesn't win, you know, is kind of sort of playing middleman a little bit. That would be highly entertaining to watch. I think Alexa would be a good one too. I think it would be fun to see her go against Jade just because Alexa's been on a lot of a rebuilding year since she came back. What was it, last year or 2 years ago now?
One year ago at the Royal Rumble, where it was the last minute re-signing of the contract, and she took Shotzi's spot last year.
So you have her come back, you know, she's rebuilt herself. She's done the stuff with Charlotte. She's done a fabulous job with it. I think you could put her back into the title picture. I think you could put her against Jade, or really against Stephanie. Either or, doesn't matter. And you could get a really fantastic match with that. Julia would be an interesting one, especially if you're doing it against Stephanie. That could be a fun little feud.
I think we're a little early for Julia winning.
I think we're a little early too, but I'm just kind of throwing out some other names. And it's like, who else could do it?
Terms of surprises, AJ Lee is going to be in this match, most likely to eliminate Becky Lynch. Yep. I think that's a clear and obvious surprise that we don't know about, but the fact that she's out there doing hot ones, promoting things with CM Punk, yeah. She's back, it's kind of a thing. I know he was promoting a movie, not the Rumble, but everyone knows about the Rumble, and her name's out there. She's probably there at the moment.
I will say this, a name that I feel like isn't getting thrown around, but could absolutely carry it, is Chelsea Green. And I know, a lot of people are like, what? Chelsea Green? What? But you could give this to her and she will do what she did with the US title. She will run with this shit and she will get it over. She will carry it forward to WrestleMania and she will be that really good heel character that you need going into WrestleMania, especially against somebody like a Jade or somebody like a Stephanie, where Chelsea can really help carry and tell that story.
Campaign to win the world title, and that she doesn't have to wrestle, she just does the campaign and goes on the campaign trail of, this is why I should be the next WWE Women's Champion. And there's tons of promos for that one. That
it would be fantastic. Really.
It does. I predict. So the gimmick with Chelsea was like she was lasted a few 5 seconds the first time, and then last year she almost got eliminated, but she held her own. I want to see Chelsea start the Rumble this year.
Yeah, have her going at one.
Yep. I wrote that for the prediction column on wildtalkradio.com under dishing it out, where I have her being number one. I think that would be fun. I think that would be a way to get the crowd started, and you know, she can get a couple eliminations in and kind of see where she can, how she can work with them and hang on and just have some fun with it. We'll probably see a couple names from NXT.
Mm-hmm. Probably see some TNA folks as well.
I don't think we see a TNA folks, for the women. I don't think we go that far. I don't think we see anyone from Leon Slater. Maybe the only one from TNA who shows up. Maybe we'll get to the men in a bit. I see Sol Ruka in this one, which again, big surprise that there's talk of having Sol Ruka involved in the world. Yes, she was also on John Cena's retirement show. They're very high on Sol Ruka, but these are not surprising names. Headlines. That's why I like the Rumble. It's very predictable, but also unpredictable.
I just wonder if we could see like a Zoe Stark come back.
Too early. She's too early.
When did she get hurt?
I don't remember exactly, but hers was about a year injury, I think.
She's gotta be close.
Zoe Stark injury. When she suffered it in May.
Okay.
So she's a few months out. I don't think you'd push it here because it was a bad one.
Yeah, it was really bad. She blew out her knee.
Like, there's no need for, going to be brutally honest with this one, there's no need for her to push it to get back because she's not going to be in anything major for WrestleMania season. She's one who needs to probably take a time and let it fully heal and not rush it back because she's not needed on this. She's not Charlotte in terms of high priority in the WrestleMania season. That's why Charlotte came back when she did after the year. I don't think Zoe needs to push it early and be ready just yet. It's nothing against her. It's a chain of where she would fall. It makes no sense to rush it. But again, she could be there on Saturday and surprise us. We could always, she's been back in the ring. Everyone's been talking about her. We could turn that page one more time, right? No, we're not turning any pages.
Would it be a good surprise? Yes. Would I want to see her long term? I honestly don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. Like, I tend to have a negative feeling towards that because I don't know where she fits in. I think if you had her come back and she's like a featured attraction, kind of like what they're doing with AJ, where Paige kind of comes and goes and you bring her in for big moments and you have her there, I think that's ideal for her. But to just have her be a part of the roster and put her in the mix, the roster is already exceptionally stacked. And now you have to make additional room for her. I just don't know how that all works and who gets dropped essentially to bring Paige in. But in terms of a Rumble surprise, I think it would be a nice surprise. But in terms of long term, I don't know.
She's been out of the ring for about a year now?
Something like that.
I think it's...
Plus there's the question of, can she get cleared?
I mean, she'll be cleared. Doctors have cleared her. I know
going to say this, not in a mean sense, but doctors cleared Ric Flair too.
Yes, but she was actively working. Like, that's not anything. Like, she was cleared to actively work again. And WWE was going to clear her if she resigned, I think. I think that was eventually going to be the plan. But she chose AEW. So who wins?
That's a $64,000 question, isn't it?
It is. It's too easy to say. I don't want to say Bianca because that feels way too direct. That feels like it. But there's a very high chance that's it. It's like Bianca comes back, gets back on top. She goes after Jade and they tell that story for the title of WrestleMania. That's very easy. That's high profile. That's the match everyone's been wanting to see. It's an easy setup to get to. It booked itself.
Yeah. I think really both of the women's matches, because they've done a wonderful job of like building singles contenders for both champions. So you have multiple options really for both champions, because it's like you could have it be Raquel against Stephanie. You could have it be Liv. You could have it be, you could do Becky, figure that out, Nikki. Like, you have options for Stephanie. Like with Jade, you have Bianca, and it writes itself. It tells itself. And that's kind of what you need, is you need some easy matches there. I think personally, like, I would love to see like an Alexa, because she's never won it before and it would be a nice surprise. Or honestly, like a Chelsea, and see what she can do with the run, and see and have her go for it, and see if you can't elevate her. Like, I think that's what I always love about the Rumble, is that you can have somebody unexpected win and you can use it as a way to elevate them to that next echelon and see if they're really ready for it. Like, I think ever since they did that with Jay, right? Because we saw Jay building that singles career, and we saw it, we were all behind it. And like, that helped him go to that next level and win the title and become the champion. And that's not an insult to anybody on this list, but to give it to somebody like a Chelsea or a Jordan or a Lash Legend, right? And you, somebody who's not in the title picture currently, that's not a factor in it, but you take that person and you put them in a situation against either Jade or Stephanie, and you see what you can make of it, and you tell a story with it, right? And you kind of go from there. That's always, I always love those stories the best, because it's like, yeah, you can have Rhea win, you can have Io win, you could have Charlotte win, and that writes itself too, where it's like, okay, all right, it's, you don't have to do a lot with that, right? It's champion versus ex-champion, and everybody I just named has plenty of credentials to wave around and compare to the current champions, right? So fuck it, I'm gonna say I want Chelsea Green to win. Fuck it.
All right, we're going Chelsea. I'm sitting here in my brain going, okay, it's either Liv or Bianca. Liv or Bianca, because they're the two easiest stories to tell. Lexa would be the good option just to kind of change things up. Jordynne Grace would be fun. Roxanne winning would add some spark and chaos and do something new. It would give a new contender. I have to Google something. Has Bianca Belair ever won the Royal Rumble? And I believe it's true. I believe she won the COVID one. Yeah, she won 2021. This is WWE storytelling. Someone comes back from injury, wins the Royal Rumble. It's simple, easy. It's an easy story to tell. It is the moment. It is the thing. It is what WWE does. It tells its Royal Rumble booking 101, and it's honestly sometimes the best.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with Liv Morgan. I think you have a way to kind of just have her be the center of the stories going forward, and you figure it out from there. It would be her redemption to get back her title. I just, that's how I see it playing out. I'm probably wrong. It's probably going to be Bianca, but I'm going to say Liv, because I think at least with Liv, you can have her go to Raw. You can have her go to SmackDown or even NXT and kind of, you know, tease it a little bit. I think she worked hard to come back. I think she came back a little early from her injury. I think sometimes you do the right thing. You pay it forward with hard work. I think that's what you do with. All right, you're going to run the 8-ball, but I'm going to ask the 8-ball the question.
Okay.
Magical 8-ball. Will number 17 win the Royal Rumble? Okay. Magical 8-ball. Will number 6 win the Royal Rumble? Number 6 it is.
Okay.
6 will win the Royal Rumble. Wheel picks.
23
wins the Royal Rumble.
Let's go, Casey's kid. Let's go.
All right, now we go to the men's.
All right, for your men's Royal Rumble, 17 out of the 30 entrants have been announced as of today. Leading off, we have your QB1, Cody Rhodes. Then we have Gunther, Jey Uso, Rey Mysterio, Dragon Lee, Penta, Roman Reigns, Solo Sikoa, Jacob Fatu, Bron Breakker, Logan Paul, Bronson Reed, Austin Theory, Javon Evans, Obafemi, Randy Orton, Brock Lesnar.
A couple things. One, I think you start the match off with Javon Evans in the ring. I think that's a great way to start the show, the Royal Rumble match, because he's the hot, high-flying, big star they're trying to build. Let him start number one, do a lot of splashy stuff to start. It features him right away, so he doesn't get lost in the shuffle coming out in the 5 to 15 range. I think you put him up against a good worker. I, personally, this is because I wrote it, Chad Gable is number two. The surprise returner. Yes. Chad Gable is built like a brick house right now. He's on his way back. He'll probably be in the Royal Rumble on Saturday. It's a big surprise moment. Chad Gable returns number two. And you let Javon and Chad work for 90 seconds together. That would be fun.
Ooh, that would be fun.
For the first 90 seconds of that match. Just run with it. Another thing. I know everyone's personal feelings about Brock. I know some people called this the lazy way to do it, but I found it hysterical. He called into Pat McAfee on video chat and said, hey, yeah, I'm going to the Royal Rumble. And that became a viral moment. I'm going to win the Royal Rumble. Going to Saudi Arabia, I'm winning the Royal Rumble. I did it on Pat's show. It was dumb, but I liked it. I thought it was funny. Could they have booked it better? Yes. It was one of those, everyone knows it's happening. So what? And with the way they were doing, the way television was done, this is the big part about it. The road to the Royal Rumble was an overseas built event. The closest to the States they were was in Toronto on Monday, right? And there was no way Brock was getting to Toronto.
Nope.
especially with the weather. There was no way that Brock was flying to Germany or Ireland in the last month. Same goes for Roman. He was not flying to Germany or Ireland or wherever they ended up. That's why they were not on TV for the build. They are the part-timers who have the part-time schedule who aren't doing overseas TV. It's just the way it is. Some call it lazy, some... it's just logistics. They were in the States all month. Brock would have been on television. He would have beat up somebody and declared for the Royal Rumble. But they weren't here.
I just want to say something really quick on that. Roman Reigns carried that company on his back for 5 years. If he don't want to fucking go, he doesn't have to go.
I get that. But I'm saying they both would have been on television and declared their entry if they were here. Props to Logan Paul. Okay. Props to Logan Paul. He did the whole tour. Props to him. I know whoever, you say what you want, dislike him, whatever. Props to him for being on tour with them for the most part, for the overseas stuff. It was a good experience you could show he's actually a part of the show now, full time. Props to him. Personal opinions aside, I like that he's fully involved in becoming a WWE superstar in terms of just being there and not just showing up for we're building a SummerSlam match with Logan Paul and he's done. He's actually on tour. It's cool. It's fine. Works. He's part of the faction, the vision. So it's good. You personally can hate him. I don't care for him personally, but you respect that he's putting in the time.
Yeah, he's doing the work and that's commendable.
I had such this great idea for this Royal Rumble. God, they kind of ruined it on Monday. No, it was Saturday. Me and Brent sat here for like 15 minutes just brainstorming this great idea for Royal Rumble. It's like, just have Bron Breakker just destroy the Final Four. Like, it started with just have him disrupt the match. Because we've never had someone come in and just blatantly disrupt the Royal Rumble and cause chaos. And it would have made Bron Breakker a huge thing where it's like, he becomes he's basically the next Brock Lesnar, just kind of unpredictable chaos, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he came in, he destroys four people, the Final Four, and just could have even gone further. He just threw them all over the top rope, and then what do you do there? So all four have to kind of find their way back into the ring, and you kind of figure it out from there and kind of restart the Rumble, because Bron Breakker, the unpredictable badass Bron Breakker, destroy the Royal Rumble because he's suspended. But then they end up suspending him, so he's just the guy in the Rumble now. But it would be cool if they had this grand opportunity to cause some chaos. It would have been fun. It would have been exciting. It would have been a huge surprise. Apparently, according to Triple H, there are many surprises for the Royal Rumble, including the men's Royal Rumble match, which means you could say his name and he appeared. Where a countdown clock starts.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. You shut your whole mouth right now. Don't you manifest that.
And the new millennium begin again.
No. Do not put that out in the universe.
I hate to break it to you.
No.
It's already out in the universe.
No.
It's already out there. No. I think the only big question is it Judas? Or is it the old WWE theme? Or does Fozzy create a new song for this new millennium that we're about to experience again?
Don't have to experience. He could just, leave.
I don't want it. I don't see any value in it. But when you lose one, you gain one, I guess. I don't know. He does deserve the Hall of Fame.
He doesn't deserve the Hall of Fame. He deserves the Hall of Fame. But you roll up, get your Hall of Fame ring, and leave. You don't have to here's the thing. Okay, we talked about this earlier with AJ, right? And that could be where they're going with Gunther. Is Gunther retires him, right? Because the career killer.
Yes. There's your Mania match. Short term. Jerk. Gunther destroys him at WrestleMania.
I think there's a... Okay, I'm just going to say this. There's a difference between what the Legend Killer was and what the Career Killer is. And I think if you go for too many careers in a shot, it's going to get old really quick, right? Because it's going to get tiresome, because goodbyes are depressing things. And especially when you're talking about people that our generation are of our generation, right? Like your Styles and your Ortons and your Cenas, that they're our contemporaries and you're watching them. We've watched them since the beginning, right? They're our, not necessarily childhood heroes, but again, we've grown up with them to a certain extent, especially into adulthood. And we've been through a lot of shit and they've always been there. It gets difficult to do that. And to just have retirement after retirement after retirement after retirement is just a lot.
Yeah, I, so again, I don't, if he just, I, I don't disagree. I think Gunther Brock should be the next one after AJ, and that should be at SummerSlam. It should be July.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. Honestly, I kind of want to have Bronson eliminate Brock. Can you imagine the drama?
That would create drama inside the Vision. The Vision wants to work together. I don't know. I think it should be Braun eliminating Brock.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Braun eliminates Brock, and, like, Heyman's like, fuck.
Yeah. All right. There's Cody. Let's talk the Cody thing out. We talked about it earlier. It's like, all right, Cody wins three times, 3 or 4 years. Cody's WrestleMania is set. Easy booking, easy story-ish to tell. I think Cody winning 3 or 4 would get a lot of pushback and negativity that they don't want. So I think Cody winning, not happening. I think him and Jacob cancel each other out in this Rumble.
Probably. Would I mean, just doesn't.
It doesn't sorry. Do it. It doesn't do anything for anyone. It just. It's.
Yeah. It's like, yay, he won. He's in the main event.
It was. It was cool when he came back and won. It was cool. It was cool when he. It was. That was a cool moment. And then when he won it the second time, it was like less cool. But it was. You knew where the story was finishing, even though they kind of swerved it with Rock and stuff, and they didn't get there fully. Like it. It had some turns, but it worked.
They tried a thing,
got pushed back, and he ultimately got his title shot. So it worked. A third time in 4 years is kind of
excessive.
It's not needed at this point. If he's going to be the challenger, which we've talked about for WrestleMania, mm-hmm. Chamber is fine for him to win. That's a path you can go down and get it. Right? That's an easy, easy story where he wins it back at Chamber itself in a three-way with Jacob Fatu and Drew McIntyre. And that's how they do the thing. And that's the three-way there at that show. So that takes Jacob, Drew, and Cody out of the Chamber, puts other guys in. You get the fresh matchup for WrestleMania of whoever Cody versus Sammy win the Chamber. Sammy can win the Chamber and then you just do the whatever. You can options, right? There's options there. Obafemi. If there was any time to make a guy overcoming after the year, 2 years in NXT that he's had, a dominant run, multiple time world NXT champ, coming in, hot shot is the wrong word, but it is what it is they're doing, is like putting him right into the main event scene, wins the Royal Rumble, winning the title at WrestleMania, that is creating new star, a new face, instant main eventer.
Yep.
That would be a story to tell, and it would be a good way to be like, he's the guy, he's the man, he's the new ruler of the ring, because they see a lot in him. He has the entrance, he has the music, he has like the stride, and everyone can, like, kids can do the strut with him, like, all the, like, there's like, he's a guy, like, you can market him, right? Coming in, throwing,
he has
out
all the tools,
coming in, eliminating 5 to 6 people in the Rumble, and then that's his debut. It's like, that's a solid debut, it's good, but it's not special. Him winning is special, and he's instantly made. He's a made man. And now you have a main eventer, a fresh main eventer, with a roster full of people he's never, ever wrestled. And you have matches for 2-3 years of fresh matches. Oba Punk, Oba Cody. We've seen it once, but didn't get the finish. Oba Sammy, Oba Drew, Oba Damian, Oba Bron Breakker, Oba Bronson Reed, Oba this person, all the people on the roster. Fresh matches for 2 years of let's book him to the moon, and he's the main eventer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Change it. We're at a point where you look at the roster, right?
Mm-hmm.
We lost John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he was not there often for the last 5 years, but he was there last year. He's gone. We're losing AJ. Yeah, we got to turn over the roster a little bit. You got it. That's why Bron Breakker is huge. Obafemi is huge. They're important figures of what the roster's going to be for the next decade. So hot starting someone where it's like, here's their main event push. Put him in the main event of WrestleMania, win the title, make him look impressive. You can't say it's like, oh, what are they doing here? It's like, what? You have to do it at some point.
Yeah.
And it's a big chance. It's a big opportunity. Bron Breakker is the other one. Like, came up short against Punk. Well, we've told the story where when he loses the first time, he comes back, wins it the second time. Well, I don't know. It's way to do that. Wins the Rumble. He gets his shot. He guarantees his place at WrestleMania. But I don't know if Punk and Bron Breakker's the match. match again. I don't know if that's what you... I don't know, like... Because the Braun Breaker-Roman Reigns story is not finished, so... Is that your Mania, right? Is, like, does Roman eliminate Braun Breaker in this Royal Rumble? And that's kind of where the focus begins? Where you set the table of Roman versus the Vision ending it all? I don't know. I don't know if that's... it's like, that could be the story where they're not putting the belt on Braun Breaker until the summer. Because Oba got hot and Braun Breaker was getting hot and then he loses and then you kind of suspend him and make him... Like, there should be more to, like, unpredictability, and that's why I like the idea of being causing chaos in the Rumbles, because you can make him feel like a bigger star where he's just destroying people out of it. There's also... this is not for the winner, but surprise, which most likely Powerhouse Hobbs, of whatever his name would be in WWE, will probably be in this Royal Rumble, maybe as a surprise. I don't know if it's a smart idea or not, but it's probably a thing that's happening. Rumble's tough because you could go predictable with Braun Breaker, predictable with Roman Reigns. You have the easy roads to tell. Oba is a really good option. What's your pick for this one? Thoughts, picks, whatever, you know.
This is tricky.
Could be Trick Williams. They could hot start him into the thing.
I mean, hell, it could be Austin Theory. I think you have multiple contenders to win this Rumble, just based on the 17 announced. I would say a large portion could easily win and easily go into the main event of WrestleMania either side of the card and be perfectly fine. And that's saying something for them and the strength of that roster right now, which is fabulous. That is a wonderful problem for them to have. I would love to have it go to like a Braun or a Jacob Fatu, and you build them beyond what they're already at. Because, like, you have Braun. He did get hot, and Braun's been kind of weird because it's like Braun gets hot, Braun gets cold, Braun gets hot, Braun gets cold. And like, they're high on him, they're not high on him. And then you have somebody kind of come in line in front of him, and like an Obafemi would be a fabulous win as well. And you just strap the rocket to him and you let him go. I don't know though. Like, I kind of do want Jacob to win, just because I feel like he does deserve it. And I think he's sort of a little bit of a dark horse in this, just based on some of the other names that are here, because I don't think a lot of people are looking at him or looking out for him, you know?
Yeah.
I think a lot of the focus is going to go on the Vision. I think a lot of the focus is on Elba. But, like, I think Jacob's just kind of out here sort of, like, chilling, like, well, I'm ready to take your spot. But I don't think, like, I want him to win. Deep in my heart, I want him to win, but I don't think he's going to win. It's so hard. We talked about it earlier. I would love to see Braun eliminate Brock. And honestly, that could be a Mania match of Braun Breaker versus Brock Lesnar. And that's how you get Brock on the card. And that, like, Braun Breaker beating Brock, that would do things for Braun. You know one name we aren't throwing around?
Are we talking about Gunther?
No.
Oh.
Mr. Rollins.
Because he's not going to be there.
He's not going to be there? Okay. Is that confirmed?
Well, he was in New York today. He's gone on, again, you take him for his word.
Look, after the fake knee, I don't take anything that man says.
But if you take him, on his word, he's still not ready yet.
Right.
He kind of went on TV today. Private jets or something, yes, but he also went on TV this week and said, no, not, we're going to cut the brakes when we come. Like, I think they were killing the expectations of him being, like, coming in number 30 and doing things. Could he be there and cost somebody at that?
He could cost Braun.
He could cost somebody. Him work in the match? I don't know, but I think he's healthy enough to kind of pull someone over, like, kind of cause a distraction. That I wouldn't put it past, but I don't know if he's going over. Anything's possible. But if he's on TV tomorrow or Friday promoting things, then most likely not. Or for tomorrow's Friday, yeah, if he's on TV promoting things, I don't expect him to be in Saudi on Saturday morning.
That would be a little tricky.
Unless he went just today, it's kind of like you're just going to do a thing. You got to, like, figure it out. So if he rolls up on the NFL Network or something tomorrow, or ESPN promoting things again, then he might not be there. But he could be there and cost somebody. I don't expect him in the match. No, I don't think Pat's showing up either. They're not taking the flight.
No, I don't think Pat's going to
Yeah, but he could do a Pat. He could be on Pat's show in Indy tomorrow, and then you kind of have the deal of knowing they're not going to be there.
Yeah, but we can talk about Gunther, because we are not talking about Gunther in this match.
Because I don't want him to win. I just feel I don't want to see it. Yeah, Pat's in San Fran for the Super Bowl. Yeah. But for Gunther, you could do it. It makes sense. He retires AJ and then goes on to win the Royal Rumble. And then the Royal Rumble's all about him. And then he chooses who he wants to fight. And he chooses CM Punk to get back his belt. It's the rematch from SummerSlam. It's easy build. It's written in the story. It's all there. It's everything is right. It's just right there. But he doesn't. Yeah, Matt. He just doesn't need it. He doesn't need it this year. Gunther's been the guy who's missed the Iron Man and the Rumbles. He's done the thing and all that. He don't need it.
I don't disagree.
Who's winning? Make the pick.
I'm gonna say Oba.
Wouldn't it be something if it's Jericho?
I hate you so much. It is too late for that.
Wouldn't it be something if it was Jericho? It's not. It's Oba Femi. That's my pick. Wheel or 8-Ball. We'll do this in the number deal here too. 8-Ball. Does the number 30 win?
It is decidedly so.
Because by golly, if it's the millennial man one more time at number 30, wouldn't the 8-Ball look smart?
I hate it here. Do the wheel.
18.
Wouldn't it be something if the Millennium Man walks out at number 8? Anyway, you can get your picks in. Facebook.com's and the Twitters. Just send your picks in by noon on Saturday. It gives Brent time to put it in the sheet.
That's noon Eastern, correct?
Noon Eastern. It shows at 2 p.m. Eastern. Well, we're done. I have no voice. But we're back tomorrow. Around 10:30. We're going to simulate the Royal Rumble. Rumbles and the matches. Talk and have some fun. We're going to bullshit tomorrow. It's going to be a good time. I'm going to let Brent off the leash. And he's just going to spout out all the truths of the world.
Brent has opinions.
I'm going to let him off his leash. Just let him do it. So final hour of SmackDown will be live. We're gonna simulate stuff. Lindsay has been drinking, so who knows what will happen. So it's WW2K25 Sims. Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. CB Radio. We're playing ChatGPT says. Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday night, they review the Royal Rumble on Wrestle Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, we'll be live after Raw. I'll talk all things Monday Night Raw, the fallout for the Royal Rumble on the Raw Post. And we'll be back next Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, to review the Royal Rumble ourselves and give a full breakdown and all those things. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's at Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms. Wherever you get your podcast, just search the Rack Radio Show chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming. It's not Twitch Prime. It's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen, support the channel, and save the voice. You can also use creator code Rocket Sock or
Linz M. Ward
in the Fortnite app store. Epic Game Store, when you buy The Office, you buy South Park, you buy, I don't know, all these different conglomerations of things that are from the Cartoon Network and everything that's Mortal Kombat. It's The Office, South Park, and The Office, Mortal Kombat, and South Park, all in the Fortnite app store together. It's a crazy conglomeration. It's crazy. Hashtag epic partner.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linz Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Linz Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimonLinzWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, LinzWard0. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can head over to Matt's channel, mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. Go like, subscribe, and tell Matt we said hi. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you tomorrow night for shenanigans. Till then, bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.